Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Ukrainian President Zelensky is set to travel to the White House tomorrow. President Biden invited Zelensky for a meeting. An aid package for the country is still in limbo. Lawmakers blocking a bill to give aid to Ukraine and Israel in their wars against Russia and Hamas. Lawmakers that oppose the funding want the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border attended to before the other commitments. Zelensky will also meet with House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson while in town. Heavy fighting is reported in southern Gaza as Israel's military continues to go after Hamas terrorists. Dave Collins has more.
The fighting has intensified since the U.S. vetoed a U.N. call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he discussed efforts to meet the humanitarian needs in Gaza in a meeting with Arab leaders on Friday. Blinken's comments come as Israel pushes forward with its deadly assault on the southern Gaza Strip.
The CEO of Prosperous America, Michael Stumo, on Fox News last night, exposes how Americans are ordering fentanyl from China and Mexico, with the U.S. Postal Service making the delivery.
This loophole is ungovernable lawlessness. Why risk trying to bring fentanyl and other narcotics across the southern border when you can just put them in a package in Mexico or China at the post office, write toys on them, write that it's worth $5, and ship them to the U.S.?
Texas State Senator John Whitmire, a moderate Democrat, defeated Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee to win the election as the new mayor of Houston, Texas. The Harris County Clerk's Office showed Whitmire won against Jackson Lee by a margin of 65% to 35%, with roughly over 131,000 early votes cast. USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fighting has intensified in Israel. Laura Winters has the details.
In the Middle East, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, intensifies attacks on Hamas in Gaza. More than 100 hostages still being held since the terrorist attack on October 7th. The Israeli military urging Palestinians to leave the town of Khan Yunis. Thousands of Israelis holding a demonstration in Tel Aviv, holding up pictures of their loved ones still being held captive, calling for their immediate release.
Our nation will not be able to continue on to exist if the hostages will not come home.
A report from Qatar's prime minister that Israel and Hamas not showing the same willingness to negotiate now as before the truce.
Top Democrat leaders are condemning a Texas Supreme Court's decision on abortion.
The decision was about denying a woman an emergency abortion despite a fatal fetal anomaly. The woman had initially been granted a restraining order to proceed with the abortion, but on Friday, the state's high court put a hold on that ruling, compelling her to continue the pregnancy. Democrats, including House Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Elizabeth Warren, criticized the move, accusing Republicans of risking the lives of mothers and highlighting the cruel consequences of the reversal of Roe v. Wade. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, lots of conversation over the weekend with the Hunter Biden indictment. 9 tax-related charges in this new indictment, along with the new indictment in California. If convicted, he could spend 17 years in prison. We're on standby for the Washington, D.C. lawyer, who is also counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center, Public Interest Watchdog. Paul Kaminar should be joining us in just a few moments. But meanwhile, people are asking, you know, and in conversations over the weekend, you know, is this going to really amount to something? You hear the response from Hunter Biden and his team, and it's amazingly arrogant, his response. So it makes you wonder, okay, what does he know that we don't know? What is being covered up here, you know, sort of thing that, you know, he seems so confident about being able to, you know, kind of get away with this, so to speak. It's I don't know if it's just me or, you know, but it just seems to me that he, first of all, said that he wanted to, you know, respond to the subpoena to have the hearing and, investigation by Congress. Didn't want to do it behind closed doors because he says that when you do it behind closed doors, then people leak things. You know, it's kind of interesting. It's usually the Democrats that leak stuff. But he accused the Republicans that they would leak out information behind closed doors. He wanted to be in public. Of course, all this pomp and circumstance was before the indictment. Now the indictment comes into play, and so what is that going to do? Does that give him a get-out-of-jail card, so to speak, and where he can say, look, I'm sorry, I can't comment. This is an ongoing investigation, right, which you hear over and over again, whether it's from, you know, Christopher, anybody in government, that they want to get around something, and, of course, something like this, they're running the clock. You know, they're only hoping then keep running the clock that maybe in the next election, you know, the parties would change and you'd get Democrats in charge of the House and the investigations would go away. Whatever it takes. Also, you know, the other possibilities, I mean, your brain can kind of start to work. Okay, in Beltway politics, everything's quid pro quo, right? Okay, so what can they do? Can they obfuscate this whole deal? Can they work out a deal? You know, because Joe Biden, of course, will do anything to protect his son. And, you know, the fact that he's looking at 17 years, I'm sure he's talking to Hunter, just saying, hey, don't worry, We got all the best attorneys. You know, we're gonna work this out. We're gonna do what we can do. And I'm just wondering if Joe Biden gets backed into a corner, does he make a deal with Trump and come up with some sort of story, like you know, some quid pro quo idea of look at if you'll do this and tell your people to set the dogs down on Hunter, then maybe I will, and including not even run for president. And also, oh yeah, by the way, your charges, all the stuff that's happening to you, I'll call the dogs off on you too. I don't even know if that's possible, but you know, could be a conversation here. Well, Paul Kaminar joins us now, the Washington D.C. lawyer, who's also counsel, as I mentioned, to the National Legal and Policy Center. Hey, Paul, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Yeah, fine. Thank you for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here. We're just talking, of course, about the 9 tax-related charges in this new indictment, along with the new indictment in California with Hunter Biden. This has got to be a bit concerning, you would think, for the president who loves his son and has already taken all kinds of incoming for him. I mean, you know, what else could possibly happen here?
Well, you know, a lot could happen. I mean, the investigation is technically still ongoing, as David Weiss, the special counsel, said. And our organization, the National Legal Policy Center, we've been calling for at least 3 years that Hunter should be also indicted on FARA charges, F-A-R-A,
right.
Foreign Agents Registration Act charges, for all his foreign dealings with Ukraine and China and so forth. And basically what it is, you know, he's been lobbying on behalf of those foreign companies and therefore required. But at least these tax charges are serious. Recall that last summer they tried to do a cover it up with this despicable plea deal in Delaware, and the federal judge would have none of it, and the whole thing fell apart. So they charged him, recharged him with the gun charges in Delaware, and I kept saying, well, where the heck's the tax charges? I'm waiting, and finally those finally come out.
It was interesting, too. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bill.
No, I was just going to say the timing. I mean, everything about this is all orchestrated, right? I mean, it's like a slow dance. You know, if something is going to be, coming against, against the Democrats, then there's an attack, another attack against the Republicans too, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of a tit for tat kind of a thing, but these are now on essentially parallel tracks. So if everything goes as scheduled, you're going to have Hunter being tried next year during the election period at the same time Trump is, and you maybe just have split screens going on here. But
right.
In terms of these charges, I mean, it's incredible that his attorney, Abby Lowe, who I happen to know is a great defense attorney, said, oh, none of this would have been done if Hunter's last name was other than Biden.
Well, yes, right.
because his last name was Biden, that's where he got all these billions of dollars and money that he didn't pay taxes on. Give me a break. Here. So, you know, I see this, you know, I don't know how they can do another plea deal on this one. This one, you know, you can't put lipstick on this pig here. If they do a plea deal, I still predict that Hunter will, under the policies and sentencing guidelines, will serve at least 1 to 3 years in prison. So the question is, what's going to happen behind the scenes? Well, it seems to me, since Joe Biden loves his son so much, that regardless of whether he wins or loses the election next year, he's going to pardon Hunter, and because he has nothing else to lose, since it's either he's lost the election and he might as well use that chit before he goes out the door, or if he wins the election, he's a lame duck anyway, so he might as well use that chit there. But going back to your earlier a suggestion about what's going to happen during these hearings, he's supposed to be coming before the House Oversight Committee this Wednesday, and they're playing a game of chicken here because they said, yeah, we'll come if this is all out in the open and public. And House people say, no, our process is to go first behind closed doors. And for good reason, you can ask questions, for several hours. You can't have these 5-minute rounds where you do it public. So I think he's, going to come to a loggerhead. And I think he probably won't show because he'll say, like you said, well, I'm in trial now, Fifth Amendment. I can't speak to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul, I mean, basically, when he's behind closed doors, it's like it's basically a deposition, right? So they're taking notes, and you know, they're going to make sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he's held accountable for the things that he says, not to mention all the other things that he has said. And let's just throw a book on top of that into the evidence pile, right? Unbelievable. We got to go to break. We've got more from Paul Kaminor on the other side. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome back. Paul Kaminor continues with us, the Washington, D.C. lawyer who's also counsel of the National Legal and Policy Center, a public interest watchdog group. Paul and I were talking off air, and I had a question for him, and that is that, you know, could Joe Biden pardon his son even though the case has not come to fruition? And the answer very clearly without hesitation was, Paul?
Yes, he can pardon him today if he wants. You can pardon anybody for crimes that you either were convicted of or that they're being charged with or that they might be charged with. So he could right now pardon for everything and anything that implicates criminal activity on the part of Hunter. And that's why I think he won't do that, of course, because if he does, he will certainly lose the election. But my timeline is that Hunter will be tried next summer, and we should know by then whether he's found guilty or not. But even then, the sentencing usually takes about 3 months after the conviction. So Hunter will still for sure stay out of jail at least till after the election next year. And that way, when Biden wins or loses next November, he has nothing to lose and says, okay, I hereby pardon you. So Hunter won't see a day in jail.
Mm-hmm. So he could do that just as in his last day of office as he's heading out, if you know, assuming he doesn't get reelected.
Right.
And if he does, okay, then you know that's just going to be a hard pill for you know at least 50% of the country to swallow.
Right. Right, exactly. But, you know, the Democrats have been saying, oh, Hunter repaid all his taxes, the couple million bucks he owed, and, and therefore, you know, if his name was other than Biden, he would be charged. Give me a break. Small businessmen and so forth go to jail all the time for a lot less than this. And here you got Hunter Biden taking business deductions of $188,000 for adult entertainment. What kind of business is he in? Is he a porno movie maker? And he's got to deduct that for his business? I mean, it goes on and on and on. And so this is clearly a slam dunk prosecution.
Yeah, this is, you know, it's hard, you know, for us to watch because, after all, I mean, this is the president's family. This says something about you know, about Joe Biden and his family being able to conduct his affairs, because it's not like Hunter Biden just kind of tripped over this, made a minor mistake, you know, a DUI, got in trouble. I mean, this was a lifestyle of just immoral and debased behavior.
Well, you're right. I was going to say, it's the Biden crime family, because don't forget that at least 10 Biden family members were recipients of tons of money from Hunter for all these foreign payments. And what did these 10 family members do, including grandkids, do to earn this? No, we don't know. And then we also have some money going to James Biden, Joe Biden's brother, and James Biden's wife, Sarah. And we've got evidence where she cut a check for $40,000 straight to Joe Biden. And you go, well, what's that about? Oh, it's, let's see, repayment of a loan. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Give me a break. I mean, all this is clearly corrupt of the whole Biden family.
Yeah, this does, you know, people have likened that to a mafia family type arrangement. And you know, it's shocking. You think, okay, this is the president of the United States that we're talking about. In the same sentence, which is, you know, quite shocking in and of itself, Paul Kaminar. But, you know, what, you know, the thing is that the Democrats, all the talking heads, Gavin Newsom including, oh, you know, they have no evidence whatsoever. How does he make that statement?
Well, it is embarrassing for them to make that statement. They're hoping that half the American public will believe this nonsense. But here's the thing that's coming up this week. I think as early as either tomorrow or Wednesday, they're going to vote on an impeachment inquiry.
Inquiry, right.
Yeah, that's the first step forward impeachment. And there's plenty of evidence out there to start an impeachment inquiry. And that, once you get that, the House has basically super investigatory powers in terms of putting out subpoenas and stuff to other banks and so forth to get the evidence. And I think this is a precursor, of course, to an actual impeachment resolution down the road.
Paul, it's surprising, I think, for everyday Americans to think that, you know, when you're dealing with the government and the bureaucracy, that you have to go through these kind of hoops. It was everyday citizen. I mean, they would subpoena this information. They would have gotten it released a long time ago. But because it happens to be the first family, You got all these exceptions that you have to go through. And meanwhile, you know, the denials that take place, the lack of accountability and reporting by the mainstream media on this issue, because they've been carrying the water, you know, for the Democratic Party and for, you know, Joe Biden specifically for 50 plus years. It's frustrating because, you've got people who, you know, they come to family events and it's a war. I mean, it's nobody can really you don't even talk about the Biden family. You don't talk about politics because, you're just going to cause a war right in the middle of a, you know, otherwise nice party or maybe even a funeral. You know, God only knows.
Right. Yeah. Thanksgiving and Christmas, especially. Yeah. But one thing to keep in mind is thank God for the two IRS whistleblowers, because they did not come forward. And thank God that the Republicans won the House, because all this would have been covered up for sure. But part of their testimony was that they were told, do not look into any Joe Biden connections to any of this stuff. So they were walled off on this stuff from the get-go. Otherwise, we would have gotten a lot of this out years ago when they were doing their 5-year investigation of Hunter Biden.
What do you make of Special Prosecutor Weiss, who this was under his purview, supposedly, and all of a sudden now he's special counsel and he's moving? Is he was backed in a corner? He had nothing. He had nowhere else to go, but he had to file this indictment.
Well, look, David Weiss really screwed this up from the get-go, and Merrick Garland as well, in terms of what scope of authority David Weiss had. He said to the IRS agents, look, I can't file these tax charges in D.C. or California because those Biden-appointed prosecutors will let me come into their court and do it. And then there was a kerfuffle between Hunter Biden, between David Weiss and Merrick Garland before Jim Jordan's committee. And Merrick Garland said, oh, no, he's got authority to do that. What's he talking about? And went back and forth. Finally, Merrick Garland says, okay, I hereby dub you special counsel, which means he can, without any questions asked, go into other jurisdictions and file. But Merrick Garland has a lot to answer for on this, too, because even when he was asked before he appointed him special counsel, he said at a press conference, oh, David Weiss, he can file charges anywhere he wants. And he said, and I quote, he has more authority than a special counsel.
Right,
and
exactly.
Say what? I mean, if he has more authority back then, are you telling me, Merrick Garland, he has less authority now that he's been appointed special counsel? This whole thing is crazy.
And, it's bizarre.
So it really is, the fix was in to keep Joe Biden out of the mix here.
Well, you know, you've got the IRS whistleblowers.
Right.
You got Devin Archer. You got Bob Alinsky. You've got, to me, that's pretty powerful evidence, not to mention the WhatsApp email that they caught, right? I mean, this is pretty serious stuff. I mean, this is beyond smoke. I think, you know, the pages are burning with evidence here, Paul.
Exactly. Good right? metaphor, yeah. Yeah, the WhatsApp, it's an extortion where Hunter is telling these guys in China, hey, where's the $5 million? My dad's right. He's sitting here next to me, and if you don't come through, you're going to have hell to pay. We got a short memory or a long memory here. So, I mean, the whole thing is corrupted. Money laundering, FARA violations, et cetera. These tax charges are serious, but, if we can at least get that through, Hunter's going to jail.
Well, and maybe the Biden family might just say, okay, let's cut our losses.
Yeah.
They got us for about 40, 50 million. They don't know about the other hundreds of millions of dollars that we got from all these other countries, right?
Yeah, they may do that. And who knows? Maybe the Democrats tell Joe, hey, time to get off the stage. We got to get somebody else. But I think it's kind of late in the game for that.
Yeah, we are getting past the 11th hour, no doubt about it. Paul Kaminar, as always, we appreciate the time and the insight. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Take care.
You take it. Paul Kaminer, Washington, D.C. lawyer who's also counsel of the National Legal and Policy Center.
The holidays are here, and Amazon Access is making shopping on Amazon even easier and more affordable this season. Whether you're checking things off your holiday gift list or prepping to host a family feast, Amazon.com/access has programs, discounts, and features for eligible customers to save big. With Prime Access, qualifying government assistance recipients can get over 50% off a regular Prime membership while still enjoying all the benefits of Prime, including fast, free delivery on every order. Eligible customers can shop everyday essentials like shampoo, paper towels, and coffee, as well as festive products like holiday gifts, hosting must-haves, and decor for only $6.99 a month. Eligible customers can also register their Snap EBT cards on Amazon to order eligible groceries online for delivery or pickup. In addition, they can use Snap benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items and shop fresh produce from Amazon Fresh. Find discounts, coupons, convenient pickup options, and more with Amazon Access. Visit Amazon.com/access to learn how you can save big this holiday season. Terms and conditions apply. Sponsored by Amazon.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky is set to travel to the White House tomorrow. President Biden invited Zelensky for a meeting. An aid package for the country is still in limbo. Lawmakers blocking a bill to give aid to Ukraine and Israel in their wars against Russia and Hamas. Lawmakers that oppose the funding want the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border attended to before the other commitments. Zelensky will also meet with House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson while in town. Texas State Senator John Whitmire, a moderate Democrat, defeated Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee to win the election as the new mayor of Houston, Texas. The Harris County Clerk's Office showed Whitmire won against Jackson Lee by a margin of 65% to 35%, with roughly over 131,000 early votes cast. LSU's Jaden Daniels won this year's Heisman. Lance Pride, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now, Terry Beatley going to be joining us in just a moment, the president of the Hosea Initiative, pro-life speaker and author, and we're going to be talking about the 8 points of propaganda that Dr. Nathanson, the renowned abortion king, wanted every American to know. Maybe this was his form of repentance and coming to the reality of what lies he had spewed out there, how he had participated in the death of so many millions of innocents. Terry Beatley, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. So glad to be back on.
Well, the abortion industrial complex is doing everything they can ever since the reversal of Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision from the Supreme Court that returned the decision and the issue of abortion back to the states where it always belonged. Other Supremes had agreed with that, and they were kind of surprised that the Supreme Court passed this in 1973. But they were able to do so just loaded with lies and deception, which, of course, Bernard Nathanson had pointed out, and that you have been studying and others endlessly, you know, for the last, 50 years or so. Not that you're 50 years old, but that, we've got all this documented evidence, don't we?
That's it. Well, yeah, it's all out there. It's out there in printed form. It's out there on audio. It's out there on video. And then I've been running around for 12 years since I made the promise to Dr. Nathanson to teach America the strategy of how he deceived our nation. I mean, you and I and most of your listeners know that Satan is the father of, father of the lies. In fact, John 10:10, you know, says Satan comes to kill, deceive, and destroy, but Christ comes to give us life and to give us life abundant. And that's what we're aiming to do. And so if anybody in either ignorance or stubbornness or in naivete thinks that God will bless a nation, you know, long term, that's killed 65 million of its children. And the
counting the abortifacient, though, Terry, we're well over 100 million.
Oh, yeah. So I use
the bigger number because, you know, an abortion is an abortion, whether it is by chemical or by, you know, by suction. Right.
Right. So the father of the abortion industry wanted, first off, we're just going to fast track through this real quick. He was the founder of the first pro-abortion political action organization. Today it goes by the name of NARAL, or NARAL, N-A-R-A-L. He started that. I'm losing my voice. Back in the late 1960s. And it was that was the first pro-abortion PAC, because the founders of that PAC, and Dr. Nathanson was one of the top two, knew that they had to have a political victory. They couldn't just push abortion onto America without having the law behind them. So state by state, this is all pre-Roe v. Wade. And so they set out with a goal in mind to make sure it got legalized at the state level in all 50 states. And then a couple of years later, we have Roe, which obviously fast-tracked it. But what happened with Dr. Nathanson, who was an OBGYN, in 1973, the year we get Roe v. Wade, he's left the abortion mill in New York City, where he had been managing the death of about 800 to 900 babies per week.
Wow. Just to put into context here, Terry, you've got New York, which was the abortion capital, right? They did about 40% of the abortions at the time out of New York City. And it's important to understand that, because when you see a lot of the spiritual ramifications that you're witnessing today, a lot of that, including COVID, comes through New York, just as a thought. Okay, so go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and when they first legalized it in New York back in April 1970, Rockefeller, Governor Rockefeller, signed that into law, and so making New York the abortion capital of the Western Hemisphere. That's how Nathanson would describe it. And he predicted that year, 250,000 women would descend upon the state of New York for what was then considered a legal abortion. Well, God had a different plan for atheist Dr. Bernard Nathanson, because we get Roe v. Wade in January 1973, and then he quits working at the abortion mill. Now, he's still an abortionist, and he's still for abortion, but the father of America's industry of abortion begins running, he becomes the chief of obstetrics at St. Luke's Hospital in New York. And they're birthing babies on one floor and slaughtering them on another floor.
Unbelievable.
He'd walk in some days not sure if he was there to kill or to, you know, bring new life into the world. So when I met with Dr. Nathanson, he had already been for years 100% pro-life. And the reason how he became pro-life is in the year of 1973, the year we got Roe v. Wade, and he's now chief of obstetrics at St. Luke's, the hospital brings in a brand new technology, real-time ultrasound. And the science is looking him in the eye. So I find it quite ironic that after 3 years of our government saying, follow the science, the father of America's industry of abortion followed the science, and Bill, it led him to become 100% pro-life. And so from 1979, which is when he puts his finger on at that point, rape, incest, life of the mother, there was never any reason to kill the baby. You might want to get the baby out of there, like in the case of life of the mother, but don't take the baby out, pulling his head off of his torso, pulling his arms out and squishing his brains out. There was not just by, you know, get the baby out and try to preserve the life of the mother and the baby. It's common sense. So when
and Terry, real quick, just help our audience. In that situation where you have the life of the mother and the child at risk, for those doctors that decided to preserve life in both cases, how do you have any idea how often they were successful as opposed to not?
Oh, like almost 100%.
Able to save both.
Able to save both. Actually, I don't have the stat on the baby, but if the mother, you know, suffering hypertension or whatever, and if the baby is removed, her life is preserved. And I don't have the stat on, it also depends how far along the baby was. I mean, the last 20 weeks, even back then, 22, 23, 24 weeks, you know, it's pretty statistically high. They could have preserved the life of the baby, but I don't have the stat. But what the pro-aborts use as their weapon is the life of the mother. Well, we're all for preserving the life of the mother. By all means, get the baby out. If the mom's going to die, remove the baby. But remove the baby with the best intention of trying to preserve that little life.
Exactly. So, exactly.
It's so beautiful when you think about it. But I share this, Bill, all the time with people. They're like, oh, my gosh, I never thought about it that way. And it just goes to show the depth of the deception. So when I sat with Dr. Nathanson on December 1st, 2009, he was this, 2009. He died February 2011. That's coming up here pretty soon, his anniversary of his death. And he had been pro-life since 1979. Wanting everybody to become pro-life and to undo his lies, but the media ran with it. And, all the money got poured into pro-abortion and getting them, more people got confused. So I asked Dr. Nathanson, I said, Dr. Nathanson, if you have a message for America and if you tell me what it is, I promise you I'll deliver it across our country until it becomes common knowledge or until Roe is overturned. Well, Roe's now overturned, but Nathanson's message is needed now more than ever because, obviously, we're losing the states to the pro-abortion lobby one at a time.
Yes.
Look at what just happened in Ohio.
Exactly.
Nathanson's legacy is needed now, Bill, more than ever. And we'll get into this 8-point strategy.
Exactly. We got to go to a quick break. Terry Beatley is with us, and she's bringing out the whole truth. Something mainstream media doesn't even want to touch. They have avoided it all these years, but not here. We're going to follow the truth no matter where it leads.
Wait, what is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Terry Beatley continues with us. She's the president of the Hosea Initiative, pro-life speaker and author. We were just talking off air. Her vision that God has given her is to take this message. And Terry, I hope it's okay to share it with this audience, because we are going to get you on the TV show, too, because we need to get everybody aware of this effort and this vision that you have in order to get this message out across the country next year. And we got to do this prior to the election. So there is expediency that is necessary here. And our mission is to raise $5 million in order to make that happen. Right. Is that OK to say?
That's it. That's it. I mean, I know based on my own experience that it, and we've got the whole budget approved. We've got it all mapped out. It's a multifaceted plan to get the entire nation educated on what Bernard Nathanson did, what God did with his life, and there's so much more to it. With a plan to educate young women. I don't want to get into the details of that because we're keeping that under wraps until we literally release it. There will be radio ads on educating millions of people in the voice of Dr. Nathanson. So just know that that when the $5 million comes in, I've prayed this up and up one side, down the other, Bill.
I'm with you.
$5 million, easy. Yeah.
We've got to extend the voices of those women, Terry. You and I have talked about this over the years, of the women who have experienced abortion, who know firsthand the lie of Bernard Nathanson, the lie of the abortion in industrial complex. And what they have done to women's hearts, to their psyche, the damage that it was done, you know, the likes of Hillary Clinton and other feminists who have said, oh, this is going to be rare, it's going to be safe. Well, not so rare and not so safe when you're talking 100 million babies. And now we're at that point where, you know, they're sending abortion pills, you know, in the mail to young girls that don't even know what's going on. And even, Terry, if there was an ectopic pregnancy, when right. I talk to OBGYNs and women not even knowing, you know, they say, oh, okay, I'm pregnant, things says I'm pregnant, doesn't say that it's ectopic, and they get these pills. I mean, we're talking life-threatening situations in right. their apartments or their homes by themselves without any medical help whatsoever, and they start the abortion process, and the baby is not in the womb. You're talking something that is very, very dangerous, and the abortion industry doesn't care.
They don't care. They just want the money. I mean, they're serving Satan, and they want the money. I mean, some it's about power, some about money, but at the end of the day, abortion is a satanic sacrifice. That is a quote from Zachary King, who was one of the high Satan wizards. He was the top of this, you know, the satanic cult in America. And that is his quote. Abortion is a satanic sacrifice. Americans must wake up.
Well, it's... I don't know, the way this country is going, the way the world is going, Terry, if the country, if it's God's will that there would be a shot, it is always preceded with repentance. And there has to be a movement of repentance.
And Bernard Nathanson, that's exactly, mm-hmm. thank you. At first, 10 years ago, I thought it was all about teaching this piece of history so people would go vote pro-life. It's so much bigger than that.
Right.
I now realize what God wants with Bernard Nathanson's legacy. I mean, I shook the man's hand, not God, but Dr.
Yeah.
Nathanson. And promised
because God's hand is in your hand, whether you realize it or not. He's got you by your right hand always, right?
That's so true. Well, And so it's Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So
right.
can God make good fruit come from the legacy of Bernard Nathanson, who, by the way, became a Christ follower on December 8, 1996. So just a couple days ago, it was his 27th anniversary of being a Christ follower. So God is making fruit, good fruit, and it's through Jose Initiative. We are solely dedicated to the legacy of Bernard Nathanson making it far and wide known. Do you want to go over the 8 points of propaganda he used?
Yeah, we've got 6 minutes. Let's go.
Okay. Let's go. Let's run through them real quick. And we have a little 4-inch by 6-inch booklet that everybody in America needs a copy of. And I want people to go on to, you know, I hope you'll give a website. It's joseaforyou.org. H-O-S-E-R, the number 4-Y-O-U.org, and order a bundle, order a case. It's $200 in a case. You're not going to find them cheaper than that. That ends up being like $1.65 per copy. It teaches you the 8 points of what Bernard did to deceive the country. Number one, they framed the debate around choice. This is after hiring a propaganda campaign, a propaganda company. They're like, we have to frame it around something positive. So the argument, it's a choice. They would never say a woman's right to choose to kill her baby. It was just a woman's right to choose. And that's a very positive sounding thing. Number two, they crafted the slogan, my body, my choice. Abortion is a personal decision. All babies should be wanted babies. All these slogans that are still used today. And Nathanson and the other key people, they would take bets on which slogan would work the best. Number three, they manipulated and used the media. Dr. Nathanson would, he put on his white lab coat, kind of reminds me of like Dr. Anthony Fauci, standing in front of everybody with his little white lab coat on. And he said, Terry, I could work those reporters like they were wet clay in my hands. Most of them were young women. Most of them were tired of opposing the Vietnam War. And it felt so good to be for something. Well, lo and behold, that would be for legalizing abortion. And he used the media. He manipulated the media. Fourth one, they fabricated the facts. In other words, for that is he would lie. He would tell the media that a million women a year were having back alley abortions and 5,000 to 10,000 women a year were dying due to complications. All those numbers were big, fat, big, bold lies. The real number was that 99,000 illegal abortions, not 1 million, and there were never 5,000 to 10,000 women a year dying due to complications. The real number on the high side was around 200. Some years it ended up being single digits.
And no coat hangers.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, some people tried coat hangers, but the idea that women were dying by the thousands, like coat hanger abortions, that was a lie.
Right.
And nobody would ever use a coat hanger ever again, even if it became illegal again. They've got a suction machine. They got a vacuum. Number five, they would quote false statistics. I asked Nathanson, where did you get 60% of Americans want abortion on demand legalized? He raised his hand in the air, pulled it down like clenching his fist, and he said, Terry, I pulled it out of thin air. The propaganda company told us that we needed to be over 50% if we're going to be quoting statistics. The real number was 0.1% of Americans wanted abortion on demand legalized. Number six, he would repeat the lies over and over. And boy, do we know how that works.
Oh, yeah.
About everything they've done on Donald Trump. Number seven, he would justify decriminalizing abortion. He'd say, look, let's just make it legal because the women who are going to have abortions, they're going to have them whether it's legal or not. That's a lie. If you make something legal, more and more people are going to use it, do it.
Exactly. Right. Yes.
That's like if I could drive 85 miles an hour to the grocery store, I, Terry Beatley, would do it. But I've had too many speeding tickets. Number eight, this is the last part, the Catholic strategy. I can talk literally 45 minutes just on this, but they had a very stealthy plan to persuade enough Catholic voters that they could remain pro-life like the Catholic Church had always, always taught Catholics to be. The Catholic Church, from the beginning of Christianity, taught that abortion was an intrinsic evil, and the Church has never changed. The politicians have changed, thank you to NARAL and Planned Parenthood and all the political lobbying. So they, I don't have time for all the details, but just know the Catholic strategy was a stealthy campaign to get thousands, millions of good Catholic voters supporting baby killers in the voting booth. Period. End of story. And those 8 points transformed American culture. And we've got to learn it. We have to repent for our apathy, our, I call it willful ignorance, and or our participation with abortion, which includes voting for baby killer.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got to repent.
Well,
that's the Second Chronicles 7:14 event.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, Terry, it was one thing, in 70, even though we had history, and particularly the Catholic Church, they were absolute about this, even when it came to birth control, because there were other leaders back in the 30s that said, no, this is, you don't even want to go there because this will open the door. And I think even then they said this could open the door to abortion. And so it didn't come without warning. But now with the science that is available, I don't think that you can plead any kind of, plausible ignorance, can you?
No. There's so much more I could share, but it's all there. We should do a show just on why the Catholic Church taught what it did about the whole contraception thing. But just know, God is going to use Nathanson's legacy for good. I personally believe that if we can raise the 5 million, then Nathan will be educated, and only our Lord will know how many new people have repented for their apathy and support now a culture of life that will come through Bernard Nathanson's legacy.
Well, we need some good seed thrown into this investment. So by all means, go to the website. And if you can participate in this fundraising event that must happen in order to save life, HoseaForYou.org. Thanks, Terry Beatley.
Is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home.
With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The final phase of-